Last week I had a chance of spending time with one of our parishioners at St. Clement's. He is in the construction business. And one of the things we chatted about was how do you kind of break down the prices or the expenses when you're building a house. I wanted to know which component of a house is more expensive than the others when you look at the house. So he told me when you're building a house, when you look at the framing as a totality, the framing will be more expensive. But when you separate each part of the house, he said the foundation actually takes a good chunk of money. The foundation of the house. And it was nothing new necessarily, because when you think about it, the foundation sustains the house. The foundation takes the load, it takes the weight of the house. So when you have the foundation right, your house will be fine. When the foundation is strong, the rest of the house will pretty much be fine. I'm saying so because in our first reading today, we have the people of Israel going back to their homeland. They have spent 50 years, an entire generation, in Babylon. They were in exile. They were taken to exile by King Nebuchadnezzar. And now they have a friendly king who decided that now it's a time you need to go back home. Now it's a time you need to go and rebuild your lives. Reconstruct your lives again. They have Nehemiah, who is in a way, he's the governor. They have Ezra, who is their spiritual leader. And with these two leaders, they're embarking on a journey to rebuild their lives. They're embarking on a journey to start from zero, to reconstruct their lives. And like anything else, you know, when you're starting from zero, you start with the basic things. You know, they started with getting their land back. They started with building their homes. They started with strengthening the walls of Jerusalem to provide security for themselves. They started by repairing the temple because it was totally demolished. But one thing that they did, and I think it's so important, something that we are called to do in our lives as well, is it reached a moment whereby Nehemiah and Ezra decided to call the people together. The entire nation was called together. And what happened? Ezra opened the book of law. He opened the scriptures. He opened the word of God and started to read it to the people. He read the word of God and he interpreted the meaning of the word of God in their lives. In a very powerful way, Ezra was reminding the people about their covenant with God. He was reminding the people about their relationship with God. He was telling them this: we are in this journey of rebuilding our lives. We are in this journey of starting anew. As we rebuild our lives, you know, we are building our homes, we are cultivating our land, we are building the walls of Jerusalem. We need to remember one important thing. We need to start this rebuilding by setting the foundation right. We need to start our lives by setting the correct foundation, which is renewing our relationship with God, involving God in our lives, involving God in every step of our rebuilding. It was so important that they had to gather the entire people, spend hours and hours reading from the book of God, explaining the meaning of the word of God in their lives. Because when the foundation is right, the house will always be sustained. When the foundation is solid, the house will always stand firm. That was important. And Nehemiah and Ezra felt that the community, they need to know that. In our own lives today, as human beings, we are constantly in this journey of rebuilding our lives. We are constantly rebuilding our relationship with others, rebuilding our careers, rebuilding our finances. In those journeys of rebuilding, we are being reminded that we need to have God as the foundation. We need to involve God in every step that we take. That is important because when God is the foundation of our rebuilding, we know that God will always sustain us. We know that God will always guide the path of our lives. So I invite you, as you journey in your own rebuilding, in your own reconstruction of your lives, always ask yourself, where is God in all of this? Where do I see God in this journey? Where do I see God in this process? It is important again, because when God is involved, God will always sustain us. God will always guide every step of our lives.